Epic poll, readers rate Trump's first year as 47th president. President Donald Trump gained strong approval for his overall job performance and handling of top priorities during the first year of his second term in office, according to a poll conducted by the Epoch Times among nearly 3,000 readers. Trump received high ratings for border security, fiscal responsibility, and national defense, as well as majority approval in other high-interest areas, signaling overall support. On his overall job performance, 95% of respondents said they strongly or somewhat approve. Border security, deportations. The Trump administration's approach on border security and deportations was graded highly, with 96% of respondents marking they strongly approve or somewhat approve. Before he took office, Trump promised to carry out the largest deportation in American history. The Department of Homeland Security reported in December 2025 that more than 622,000 illegal immigrants had been deported. Another related area that garnered high approval among readers was Trump's handling of illicit fentanyl entering the United States. 95% of respondents said they strongly approve or somewhat approve of Trump's actions to curb the flow. Last fall, the Trump administration launched Operation Southern Spear to dismantle drug running routes in the Pacific Ocean and Caribbean. The initiative has led to dozens of airstrikes on drug boats and more than 100 alleged narco-terrorists killed. In December 2025, Trump signed an executive order designating fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. On the president's handling of immigration law and visa reform, 93% of readers reported they strongly approve or somewhat approve. Fiscal responsibility. The poll found 82% of survey respondents strongly or somewhat approved of Trump's approach to government spending and debt reduction. When he took office, Trump tasked SpaceX and Tesla CEO Elon Musk to run the newly conceived Department of Government Efficiency. Under Musk's tenure, the agency facilitated the slashing of billions in funding and reduction of staff at several federal agencies. As of the latest update January 1, DOGE estimates $215 billion in savings, with about $1,335 saved per taxpayer. On inflation and cost of living, 83% of respondents strongly approve or somewhat approve of Trump's handling in his first year. 61% of readers said their own financial situations are much better or somewhat better today than a year ago. 33% responded about the same. Military strength, national security. Among many of Trump's promises from before he took office and after assuming the presidency was re-establishing the U.S. military as the strongest, most powerful fighting force in the world. Readers of the Epoch Times graded Trump positively on establishing military strength and national security, with 96% saying they strongly approve or somewhat approve. As far as domestic crime rates, a recent report showed the U.S. homicide rate has plunged to a 125-year low, marking Trump's first year back in office as the biggest one-year drop in murders in recorded history. When readers were asked about Trump's handling of crime reduction and public safety, 95% said they strongly approve or somewhat approve. On the United States' position on the world stage, 94% of respondents said they strongly approve or somewhat approve of Trump's handling of foreign affairs. Tariffs, domestic energy. Readers were asked about Trump's handling of trade tariffs, pressuring manufacturing, energy independence, and fossil fuel production, economic growth, and job creation. All policy areas received marks of approval. 93% of respondents strongly approve or somewhat approve of Trump's tariffs and efforts to reshore manufacturing. U.S. tariff revenue more than doubled year over year, according to Customs and Border Protection data. When grading energy independence and fossil fuel production, 94% of readers said they strongly approve or somewhat approve. Trump's numerous executive orders signed on his first day in office last year included a presidential action titled Unleashing American Energy. Readers were additionally asked about the president's approach to economic growth and job creation, with 90% saying they strongly approve or somewhat approve. The Epoch Times conducted this reader survey on January 22 to 23, 2026, by email and social media, generating 2,984 responses.